Well, coming up on Saturday, sunny skies and 27. Seasonable temperatures. Seasonal temperatures. And yet I know one guy who's wishing perhaps that it was just an itty-bitty bit warmer. On the phone this morning, Mike Waldron is our guest, and he's the executive director of 23rd Veteran and the founder of the Nearly Naked Rucksack March. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Well, you noticed that we invited you to come in over the phone this morning instead of to come in person, since we were talking about the Nearly Naked Rucksack March, and I'm really committed to holding our PG-13 rating on this show.
Okay.
So why are you and a bunch of your fellow veterans planning to march along the Lake Walk in your long underwear in 27-degree temperatures?
Well, the whole purpose of the event is, there's two purposes. One is a fundraising event for a local nonprofit, 23rd Veteran. And the second one is just to build camaraderie between veterans and civilians and whoever would like to come out and participate in the fun event with us. What we're doing is raising money for the nonprofit. For every $10 we raise, we put another pound in our pack, and then we hike that pack for 10 miles on the Lake Walk, up to 10 miles. There's optional turnaround points along the way. And you're right, we're doing it in our long underwear.
And why your long underwear, Mike? I mean, why not just wear regular clothes?
It's the significance of it. Partially it's because a lot of our military is uncomfortable where they're serving. They don't have the choice to turn on the air conditioning in Afghanistan. So, and the other part is that they're carrying this weight for us when they're in the military and they're serving for us. So now we're going to do something significant and carry the weight for them. And that's why for the money we raise, we're carrying more weight, because it represents the amount of weight that we're carrying in this battle and combat stress, because that's what the money's going for, the 23rd Veteran.
You and I have had the opportunity to talk about the work of 23rd Veteran a couple of different times in a couple of different venues here on KUMD. And one of the things that it seems, and please make sure that I'm recapping this correctly, one of the things that it seems you've done is taken this whole idea of illness or weakness or disability away from PTSD, and you have reframed it as this is an adjustment. You know, this was a way that your mind adjusted to combat. This was the way your mind adjusted to that situation. And if you haven't been effectively transitioned back into society, you need to relearn and readjust. Do you think that that is a useful paradigm for other forms of depression and anxiety, or do you think it works best just for veterans?
You know, I don't have a lot of experience outside of the veteran realm, so I try not to answer too many questions about that. I stick with our combat stress and what happens in combat traumatic situations, even though that they generally apply to all traumatic situations. But yeah, you're right. So when we experience something traumatic, something that's a life and death situation, our brain changes. It changes to remember exactly what happened there, so it can prepare itself very quickly if it's going to happen again. And when it does happen, it's a survival mechanism. So that's okay in combat. We want to be able to be activating our adrenaline and our entire fight or flight mechanism at the onset of another traumatic situation. But when we come back to the United States and our brain thinks that these same triggers, like people we don't know or pile of trash on the road or an overpass, it thinks these same things are triggers for another possible life and death situation when they're not. And we're safe here. We just have to retrain our brain that.
Mike, I watched a movie on Netflix over the weekend, and just so you know, I was thinking about you the entire time. And I was wondering what it's like for veterans to come back when, for many civilians, all we know about combat stress, or all we know about what it's like to be serving in combat, comes from movies. And do people, do the movies get it right? Do we have, you know, can we as civilians have any insight into what you've gone through? Or are the movies just made up Hollywood, and what we think we know is maybe more harmful than just asking questions of a veteran?
Sure. Oh, some movies are more accurate than others. I know there's, you know, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that do their best to portray it as accurately as they can, and sometimes they do a pretty good job, but yeah, you're obviously never going to know exactly what it's like unless you experience it yourself, and that's true for a lot of things, not just combat or overseas in the military. I know when I was in the military, and folks that are in the military often cringe when we watch movies because there's so many little things that are incorrect. We have a hard time watching. But now that I've been out for a long time and I can watch a movie, it seems a lot more accurate than it used to me.
Well,
because I'm not paying attention to those little things.
I think too, everybody when you watch a movie made about what you do for a living, you know, the temptation to yell things at the screen, "Are you kidding me?" is frequently overwhelming. But I was thinking about that, and I was wondering as I was watching the movie, am I gaining any insight here that would actually be helpful or useful or make me a better friend to someone suffering with PTSD? Or am I just, you know, am I watching a movie and I'd be better off forgetting what it is that I'm seeing?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to apply Hollywood to a friend with PTSD.
So probably the best thing that you can do as someone who cares for somebody with PTSD is maybe ask?
Sure. Yeah, that never hurts. That's one of the things that we do in 23rd Veteran is teach what to ask, what questions we should be asking. Because it's so common that we feel uncomfortable asking questions of veterans. We don't want to ask the wrong thing, or we don't want to ask the same thing that's been asked to them 100 times. So then we don't say anything at all. And what ends up happening is, you know, the veterans feel like they're rejected, like they're not part of the team. They feel isolated. And that's a really dangerous thing for us to feel isolated, to feel like we're not part of a team.
Mike, one of the things I asked you about this event a little bit earlier is I said, you know, geez, Mike, I'd like to support you, but you know, the more I would contribute, in theory, the more people contribute, the heavier your pack becomes. So it seemed almost counterintuitive to get people to contribute, and yet you said that this is a burden that, for the veterans taking part, that they want to carry. It's a measure of how much people care.
Right, and it's we're not going to be damaging anybody out there. We recommend, you know, to cap it at a certain weight. We don't want to carry more than we can. Some people choose to go above that cap. They generally have more experience with ruck marches. But there's a few ways to support. I mean, joining it is one. Like you said, adding weight to packs. You can do that on GoFundMe if you search Nearly Naked Ruck March or the abbreviated NNRM. There's quite a few different packs on there. You can see who's rucking in it. We have a silent auction coming up on Friday, too. It's going to be at Clyde Iron Works. We have live music. It's buy your own drinks and food. We do a little presentation there on combat stress and what changes in our brain and then what the community can do to help change that back or to create a more friendly environment so we're not setting off those triggers I was talking about.
And we'll get a link set up to the Facebook page and also to the website, Mike, so folks can find more information. You get the warmest long johns you can possibly find, okay? And we'll maybe see you out there at the event this weekend.
Okay, sounds great, Lisa.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Waldron is the founder and executive director of 23rd Veteran, their Nearly Naked Rucksack March. The Ruck March is taking place. It begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday under, at this point, looks like sunny skies and 27 degrees.